I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. Good to have you with us today. We start things off with a story that we've been following closely on the show. I'm talking about the Trump administration's zero-tolerance policy toward migrant families at the border. That policy boils down to this. If a family crosses into the U.S. without authorization, they could end up separated from each other, criminally prosecuted, and face deportation. For our first segment on the show today, we'll meet one family directly affected by this policy. Reporter Ashley Cleek begins with a young girl now living in Florida, thousands of miles away from her mom. And a quick note here, we're only using the first names of the mother and daughter in order to protect the child's identity.
Maria was 6 years old when she was separated from her mom. It was at the border near El Paso, Texas.
I didn't understand them. I kept saying, And then when they took my mom, I got scared and just didn't understand anything.
Maria speaks Acateco, a Mayan language. She says she was confused, and so was her mom, Magdalena. After crossing the border, they spent 2 nights in custody together. Then, Magdalena was told she'd be put in jail, and her daughter would go elsewhere. Magdalena says when two women came for her daughter, they gave her a teddy bear, and she was gone. She wasn't told where or when she'd see her kid again. Maria, along with 3 other children, was flown to a shelter 2,000 miles away in upstate New York.
Mama, poquito.
Maria told me she used the teddy bear to wipe her tears. In May, California Senator Kamala Harris asked Homeland Security Secretary Kristen Nielsen about the Trump administration's new policy to separate families crossing the border illegally.
Your agency will be separating children from their parents.
And no, what we'll be doing is prosecuting parents who've broken the law just as we do every day in the United States of America.
I can appreciate that. But if that parent has a 4-year-old child, what do you plan on doing with that child?
The child under law goes to HHS for care and custody.
They will be separated from their parent.
Just like we do in the United States every day.
The family in this story, though, they were separated last August as the administration piloted this new policy. Earlier in 2017, John Kelly, the previous Homeland Secretary, said that separating families would deter illegal immigration. Immigration advocates say it's a tactic that ignores the real danger many migrants are escaping. And
they created an orphan when they took the mother away. Little Maria and her mother should have been given the opportunity not only to stay together, but to apply for asylum.
Angelina Castro is a lawyer working to get Maria, the daughter, asylum in the U.S. She says the mother and daughter should have been able to ask for asylum together at the border, because of domestic violence. In Guatemala, the family picked coffee beans. And Maria remembers her stepdad hitting and threatening her mom.
She would bleed from her face. The man would be drunk and he would hit her.
Maria also remembers when her stepdad came to the house with a gun, making threats. After that, Maria and her mom fled. Magdalena, the mom, says she told border officials that she feared returning to Guatemala, but none of this shows up in her paperwork or court records, just that she declined asylum. The Departments of Health and Human Services and Homeland Security provided no additional information about Magdalena's case, and there was no response to questions about the impact of this new policy on children. In January, after 5 months in detention, Magdalena was deported to Guatemala. I ask Magdalena what happened in detention. Did she ask for asylum? She says a judge told her she needed a lawyer, but immigrants facing deportation aren't appointed lawyers, and Magdalena couldn't afford one. She says the judge told her it'd be best to go back to Guatemala. Immigration lawyers say this part of the story isn't unusual. The immigration system is confusing, especially in another language and without an attorney. Jennifer Podkol is with Kids in Need of Defense, a nonprofit that works with migrant children. She says she's seen many migrants give up and agree to deportation.
Because of the strain of detention and being separated from their child, even if they have a legitimate case.
But what also worries her now is the kids separated from their parents, lingering in shelters until someone claims them. Hundreds of kids were taken from their parents at the border in May alone.
I think this administration has manufactured a crisis at the border that's going to force the system to implode.
Immigration advocates say this new policy also leaves parents and kids lost from one another. Magdalena says that while she was detained in Texas, she wrote letters to immigration to find out where her daughter was. She says it took weeks before she was able to speak to Maria on the phone. Today, Maria lives with her great aunt in Florida after spending more than 3 months in a shelter in New York State. When we meet, Maria is wearing purple leggings and a rainbow t-shirt. She pulls out a tub of crayons and flips through her notebook, filled with drawings of her family.
Mom, Maria.
Is this you?
Yeah. That one, my mommy. Mommy.
Her great aunt is a single mom with four kids. She's trying to get a green card, but doesn't have one yet. So we're not using her name since her status is uncertain. At first, the great aunt says, she was scared to sponsor Maria. After Trump's election, immigration agencies announced that in an effort to crack down on human trafficking, they would be more closely scrutinizing the relatives who take in migrant children.
I don't want to get in problems with immigration. I wasn't born here.
She said the Office of Refugee Resettlement told her that if she didn't sponsor Maria, the little girl would be put in permanent foster care or given to another family. So the great aunt sent in her paperwork.
But I know with the love of God, I responded for Maria because I had to. And now she's like a child of mine and I'll treat her like one of my kids.
When Maria got to Florida, her great aunt bought her a baby doll. Maria wrapped it in a sling and carried it on her back, like some moms do in Guatemala. Maria and her great aunt are really close. They make tortillas together and sing almost every evening in a church choir. The family's plan is to have Maria stay in Florida. Her mom, Magdalena, agrees. Magdalena says Maria's safer there and can finish school. As for Magdalena, when she was deported, she was warned that she couldn't come back to the U.S. for 10 years. If she tried to cross again, she could be charged with a felony. Magdalena thinks the policy of separating families at the border will scare some people away, but not her. She's terrified of being back in Guatemala, that the same man she fled from before will find her and kill her. Magdalena says she'll find a way to leave again and be with her daughter. For The World, Ashley Cleek, Florida.
Tomorrow, we'll hear from a woman who fled El Salvador because of domestic violence. She's still in the U.S., but her future here is getting murkier. Plus, we'll speak with a supporter of the president's immigration crackdown.